The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Well, before you send your kids off to college, you need to make sure that you listen to this conversation. Getting our kids off to college is a really important thing, and we might get caught up on all of the fun things we need to pack, but let's focus on some of those practical things we need to pack for our kids so that we empower them to be good citizens of wherever they're living long before we are empowering them as homeowners. Now, I want to make you aware of how we're going to give them some adulting skills. We're going to keep that dorm safe, and we're going to make the most of the itty-bitty living space that they're going to have. So welcome back to The Empowered Homeowner. My name is Beth Allen. I am your host, and I am a DIY expert, a contractor, and an educator. So today, I have been through this college move at least three times myself. I have three sons, two are out of college, and one is still there. So I know the journey that parents go through in packing up their children and sending them off to college. It is both emotional, it's financial, and it's logistical. And how can you get them out the door on the proper footing? So I want to talk about just that dorm experience, as well as if your kids are renting a space, whether they are renting a space from a commercial, rental apartment or from a private landlord. There are some pros and cons to each and some particular nuances on how to make the best experience for your kid and make it a safe one. So I know it's so tempting to focus on the bed linens and, does my kid have the proper gaming monitor and all of those things. But making sure that they have packed up the tools for success while they are on their own is a really important thing. And for me, so much of that is about the toolbox. You need to pack your kids a toolbox. And I don't mean you need to have, a $400 toolbox for your kids. You need to give them a small tool bag. You can find one at the home centers for like $15 or less that will hold just the essentials that they might need to assemble something in their room or deal with a small repair that maybe their private landlord isn't going to get to quickly, or even the dorm maintenance staff isn't going to get to. And you're just empowering your kids with problem-solving skills. And that is so lacking. We used to teach a lot of these skills in high school, even middle school, but we're not. So you as parents, it's time to step up and give your kids some of these skills. You've got a few weeks left, and I hope that you will take the time to buy them the right gear and maybe give them a few lessons before you send them on their merry way. Now, when it comes to a toolbox, we're talking very basics. A hammer. I love the stubby hammer. It's a great compact size hammer. It fits perfectly into a small toolbox. So you can find those online as well as the home center. Now, screwdrivers. They don't need, a mechanics assortment of screwdrivers. They need a solid two screwdrivers at a minimum. The slotted, which is the minus, and a Phillips, which is the plus. So make sure you've packed that. Or what I prefer is to pack a ratcheting screwdriver set. So that is a handheld tool with the ratcheting option, left, right, center, and a set of mini bits. So when you have a set of mini bits, you can have that one-handled tool, and then you have 20 different screwdrivers. So they can have that for just a regular Phillips that they might have. But those kits usually have a smaller detailed Phillips, which is great for electronics. And that might be something that they encounter more, that they need the more what we call precision screwdriver set. So that's important to pack. Now, I love having a tape measure on hand. You don't need to give them the big chunky 25-foot tape measure. A 16-foot tape measure is perfect because their living space is probably not bigger than that. Maybe they do want to add a piece of furniture and they need to measure. And don't forget to tell your kids this hack. that the U.S. bill, whether it's a 1, a 5, or a 10, whatever, U.S. paper money is exactly 6 inches wide. So they can always use that to measure something if they need to. But they probably don't have cash on them because everything's on their phone. But in case they have a few bucks, they can use that to measure something. Now, another thing is needle nose pliers. And I say needle nose pliers versus regular pliers is because, again, maybe there's something more precise that they need to put back together, and the needle nose are great. And don't forget that the needle nose pliers also have a wire cutting tool in the base of the V on that pliers. So that's handy. Zip ties. Zip ties are great. You can bundle cords. You can hook other things together. Pack them with some, you know, medium to large zip ties in their tool bag. Painter's tape. Now, when I use painter's tape, I prefer frog tape for when I'm doing painting projects, but I will use the blue painter's tape for everything else. Your kids can label things, they can hold things together, they can put up posters, whatever. So it gives them a roll of painter's tape. And my guys loved Velcro wire straps. Velcro makes these wire straps that you can use to secure all of your cords. So if you've got that pile of cords that are dangling and you're worried about them getting tripped up, or these Velcro cord straps are great. You just loop them together and you can pull them apart. It's better than a zip tie for cord management. Batteries. Make sure they've got a few standard batteries in their pouch. And bungee cords. I always packed, like two large and two small bungees. Then we have hanging supplies. Now, everybody gets to their dorm and they're told you're not allowed to put nails in the wall. Some of the dorms now come with a cork strip across the wall. It's typically over the bed. And it might be about 4 feet long and about an inch high. And it is a cork board. So that is the only place that the kids are allowed to hang anything. So you have to be a little creative in how you're going to decorate the space. But if they are allowed to hang things elsewhere, you really want to be using the 3M command strips or hooks. But you need to give your kids a lesson on how to install them and how to remove them. And it may be that you're going to give yourself a lesson on how to remove those too. I have seen so many homeowners make a huge hole in the wall because they've taken them off incorrectly. So make sure that you do a little lesson before you go. I'm actually going to post a little lesson on this on YouTube next week. So make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is DIY Hip Chicks, and you'll catch that little short on how to properly do this so that you don't make a hole and then have to pay a fine because you've left a hole in the wall. Now, when it comes to those hooks, they have the actual hooks. Make sure that you are using the proper weighted hook for the thing that you're hanging on the wall. Really, it matters. If you put too much weight on them, you will pull them off. The other thing is they have the poster strips as well. So look for those. Now, lastly, make sure that you have push pins and picture hooks. If you are allowed to hang something, make sure that you have the right kind. You don't want to be putting big, chunky nails. Small picture hooks is all you need. And then pack a little bit of spackle in that bag. Or when in doubt, you can always use toothpaste. It does work as a great little filler for like push pin size nail holes. Now, don't use gel. You have to use paste, not gel. And pack some Allen keys. You know, those hexagonal tools that come with every IKEA purchase. It's great to have a set of Allen keys and make sure that you have both metric and SAE. They usually come on a ring, and this way your kid has everything that they need. Maybe they need to tighten the leg of a desk or their desk chair or something. Give them the tools to be able to just problem solve as things happen. And yes, it'll save you a phone call or maybe a maintenance fee visit, but it's really empowering. And that's what this is about, is launching our kids into life confidently. Now, there's a few office supplies that you want to pack for your kids. And I know my kids laughed at me when I first said this to them. I made sure that they all had a few envelopes, a few packing envelopes, you know, like the 8x11 kind of padded envelopes, and a few stamps. And you're thinking, snail mail, who does snail mail? There are a few occasions where you may need to actually mail something. So make sure that they have a few stamps and make sure you get them the forever ones so that they're not missing a few cents on that postage. Cleaning. It may be time that you need to not just pack up cleaning supplies for your kid, but you need to give them some lessons. I'll never forget, my son was 2 weeks into college and he called us and he said, thank you. And I'm like, for what? And he said, for teaching me how to manage my own space, for teaching me how to clean, for teaching me how to manage my world. He was seeing so many other teenagers that were struggling because they didn't know how to do laundry. They didn't know how to properly clean a dish. They didn't know how to clean a toilet. So you've got a few weeks. It is time to give your kids these lessons so that they can manage their living space properly and independently. So what kind of things do you need to pack up? A stick vac. I made sure that the boys had a stick vacuum. I wasn't buying them a Dyson, okay? I didn't spend $400, but you could spend, you know, $50-$60 and get them a very basic stick vac, or at minimum, even the old Dustbuster kind of product, so that they can deal with crumbs as they happen, because we all know crumbs equal insects, and then you don't want to have that issue as well. So a stick vac is great to have. They also need a dustpan and brush, okay? A broom. They need Clorox wipes. These are essential. It's one stop. They don't need paper towels and a spray. They've got that. But also, you definitely need to pack paper towels. The Swiffer duster. These are all simple things that they better know how to use now before they go. The toilet brush. We got to one of the dorms and they did not have a toilet brush. That was something you had to bring yourself, which I'm all for because I don't want to use one that anybody else has ever used. So make sure you hit Walmart or somewhere for that. And then when it comes to laundry time, I really want you to check out the Carbona cleaning products. Carbona is a company that makes specialty laundry detergents or stain removers primarily for every stain you can think of. And they come in small yellow jars and they have specific enzymes for all of the different stains you might encounter. I sent my boys off with one for grass stains, one for oil, one for ketchup and like fruit juice. And they were able to take care of their laundry so that they weren't ruining things and then being frustrated that, you know, the only khakis that you sent them off to school with now have a big old stain on them. So check out that Carbona line of products and make sure you teach your kids how to separate, you know, the lights from the brights, the cold water wash, what not to put in the dryer. And of course, remind them, if there is a stain and you treat that stain, you don't want to ever put that item in the dryer until you've checked that the stain is gone, because once you have heat set that stain, it's not going to come out. So right now, let's take a moment to talk about other tools for success. Let's hear a word from our sponsors. When it comes to weatherizing your home, whether it's the heat of the summer or the cold of the winter, your go-to is the Frost King. Frost King has been the nation's go-to resource in weatherizing your home from drafts and bugs and water infiltration for decades. My favorite product is the reusable weather seal. This thin product can go on any door or window. It is lightweight, it is white in color to blend into all of your door frames, and it is completely repositionable. So if you are looking for the perfect weather seal, your go-to is the Frost King. Dreaming of transforming your space into something new and fresh? With LBK Design Build, you work with a family-owned business with over 10 years of experience servicing the Bucks and Montgomery County areas. They are dedicated to making every client feel like you are the only client. With one expert team, your space is crafted with care and tailored to your style and budget. Relax and enjoy your custom-designed space, knowing your home will be treated like it is their own. Call them at 215-675-5000 for your free estimate. With LBK, dream it, build it, Love it. To really empower your college-bound kids, there's a few other adulting skills that you want to teach them before they go. And one is some basic sewing. And I know many of you are sitting there going, I don't even know how to sew myself. And I'm not talking about, you know, making draperies for their dorm. We're talking about making sure that your sons and daughters know how to thread a needle, replace a button, and even tack up a hem in a hurry. This is basic stuff that I know many kids did not get in middle school or high school, but this is really simple things. So make sure that you give them that little tiny sewing kit. And I will tell you from firsthand experience that it was helpful. My son, again, freshman year, he's 2 months into school, and there was a formal at college, and the girl down the hall had the spaghetti strap of her dress fall off. And there was my son to save the day. He had a sewing kit, he had thread that matched, and he had the skills to do a basic stitch up so her dress strap would stay on. If your kid wants to meet girls, that's a great way to be able to show off some skills and be a real renaissance person that you can do, you know, cleaning, you can be academic, and you have some basic life skills, because that was a life-saving moment for that young woman where she was able to go off to the party in the dress she wanted to wear. Now, another thing that's great to pack your kids is an under-the-bed safe. This was something that we sent all of our kids off with, and you can find many different styles online. And it is a safe that comes with a wire strap that you literally attach to the bed frame. So you run the strap through the bed frame, and then you run it through the handle of the safe so that all of the valuables, if your kid has a checkbook, they want to keep some cash, they have any other documents. Maybe your kid has come from a foreign country or is going to be traveling and they have their passport. You don't want to leave those things just laying around in the dorm. So it's a way to keep those valuables. And my son would keep his camera in that as well because he had camera equipment with him. Now, in terms of making your space just look better and being neater and more organized, I empowered my kids with a flat sheet. I know it sounds crazy, but when you have that bed and it's elevated and all their extra stuff is hidden under that bed, it can look like a mess. And it's very tempting to all their friends to go, oh, wow, yeah, you got Gatorade. And they start helping themselves. We took a flat sheet and we tucked it under the mattress so that it fell to the floor like a dust ruffle. And it was a great way to make the room just look a little neater and keep friends and even not friends from down the hall from rummaging through their stuff, taking snacks, and helping themselves to Gatorade. Shopping bags. Again, this is so simple. Many cities are now banning plastic bags, so make sure that you send the kids off with a couple of reusable totes. When it comes to the furniture in the room, it can be very tight. You know, they usually get a desk, they get the tall armoire dresser, and the bed, and that's it. But they need a nightstand. They need somewhere to be able to keep a water bottle, their phone with the charger, all of that. So I found the best place to go for a small bedside table is Walmart. They sell a tall 12-inch by 12-inch kind of tall stackable bookcase, and it has those foldable cubbies and the baskets that go in. So that is a perfect beside-the-bed little piece of furniture for all those nighttime sundries. So check one of those out at Walmart. The other thing that is great at Walmart is the blackout curtains. My kids really wanted blackout curtains in their room, and we were able to get a tension rod and inexpensive blackout curtains at Walmart. So they come in a couple different styles, but that is, I found, the best inexpensive place to get those. And don't forget that with all that cord chaos that they have going on beside the bed, get them an adhesive strip that allows them to place the head of all the charging cords into it. They're just a couple dollars on Amazon, and it will allow them to organize their cords that sit on the bedside table. Let's talk about some of the skills that we need to teach them. We talked about the sewing skills, so pack them a sewing kit. Cleaning that toilet, make sure you teach them how to do that. The laundry, we talked about that. But let's talk about cooking. Many kids really don't know how to cook, even some of the basics, because parents have just taken care of it and they've never really had the modeling of this is how you cook some basic things. So be sure that they understand how to use the stove for the basics, cooking pasta, mac and cheese, you know, heating up a pizza, all of that. But this is something that a lot of kids don't know. What goes in the microwave and what doesn't? That metal does not go in the microwave. My kids told me about a kid that set off the fire alarms in the community kitchen because they put a metal pan in the microwave and it sparked and, you know, caused a big scene. You don't want your kid to be that kid. So make sure they understand no metal in the microwave and no cardboard or paper in the oven. This is basic stuff, but sometimes we're just so busy and we're doing for our kids instead of teaching them to do for themselves that this kind of thing is overlooked. Now, most importantly, what matters with your kids going off to college is their safety. We want them to learn. We want them to make friends. We want them to thrive and survive, but we want them to be safe. And I know firsthand what it's like to worry about your kids' safety at school. My son went to Temple University. Temple is a wonderful school here in Philadelphia, but on the fringe of some very rough neighborhoods. And there was a lot of violence and crime. So yeah, I made sure I got an evening text that he was in the apartment and he was in for the night. So what can you do to make your kid's apartment a little bit safer, whether it is a dorm or if it's off campus? My first go-to are door and window alarms. I absolutely love these things. You can get these in home centers and you can also get them online. They come as a multi-pack kit, and what you get is the alarm itself and its coordinated sensor. And these are peel and stick. They have adhesive on the back and they will stick to the door frame and then the actual moving part of the door or a window. And what you do is you align the little plastic tabs that have arrows that face one another. And then you turn it on. And I won't do it on air just because it's very loud. But you set it for either chime or alarm. So alarm mode is instantly beep, 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 beep. I will tell you, this is almost as loud as my wired security system at home. It also has a chime mode, which means ding dong. It just lets you know that the door was open. This is something that your kids can put on all of the dorm doors. So whether it's the dorm door or it is the apartment door, it can be on the main apartment door. And if there's, you know, four kids in a suite, then they can put it on their actual bedroom door. This is only usable when you are in the space. So it doesn't set the alarm and then you go out to class. It's for when you are home and when you are sleeping. So you set it to alarm mode and go to sleep. If anybody enters and separates these two pieces, an alarm will sound. And that will send most people running because they don't necessarily know, is this going to be calling the police or an alarm center or not? So yes, it doesn't call the cops, but it will send somebody going because now people know that I'm here and I'm not supposed to be here. The other thing that this is great for you know, us adults in real life, take these with you to hotels, motels, Airbnbs. They're great for rental properties as well. And if I'm using them when I'm traveling, I will use 3M command strips to hold them up so that I don't damage the door or the door frame at a rental. But they are wonderful and they really give you a peace of mind that you're going to hear something before someone is standing beside your bed. So check those out. Now, frame locks, door frame locks. I love these as well. These do require you to attach screws to this to make this work, but it's simple and easy to do, and you can always patch the hole with a little bit of wood filler when you leave the property. These are cool. These go on the door frame on the lock side. And when you close the door at night, you pull this forward, and now this little bumper prevents the door from being opened. So again, this is used inside the house when you are prepared to leave. But it is an inexpensive device that will give your kids peace of mind and you peace of mind when the kids have gone to bed that they are tucked in for the night. Now, the other thing that's really important is fire safety. You want to be sure that your kids are safe in terms of fire safety. Check every smoke detector that is in that unit. My son moved into an off-campus apartment that had fire alarms, smoke detectors. They had no batteries. So they were up there, but they were not functional. So take a moment and test everything and make sure that your kids test them every 6 months. This is important. The other thing to pack for your kid in terms of fire safety is a fire blanket. Fire blanket is much easier to use than a fire extinguisher. So it can be used on electrical fires as well as cooking fires. They're about $15. They fold up. You can leave them under the kitchen sink, and your kids can pull them out and toss them over any fire that has developed in their space. Simple, easy. Remind them, no candles. Don't leave cooking unattended. Don't overload circuits and power strips. Basic fire safety, but you need to review this with your kids before you send them on their way. Now, in terms of some space-saving hacks, think about over the doors, behind the doors, the closet doors, the bedroom doors. Those over-the-closet hooks are great for helping you organize all of these things so that you can make the most of the space that you've got. One of the things that I loved doing was using wooden crates. You can go to the craft store and you buy nice-sized wooden crates, and you can stack those. And you can use zip ties to attach them to each other and stack them two or three high. And now it creates like a bookcase. And that's a great way to provide them with a little more storage. And that can go on top of their dresser. Another thing is the bed risers. You can get the bed risers for 6 to 8 inches of added space. And then you've got more storage underneath. I love plastic totes because it keeps things neat and organized. And they're inexpensive. You'll invest in them. You'll use them for years. So consider those as well to organize. And then help your kids purge. They probably don't need as many things as they want to take. I had one kid who was a minimalist and one kid who was a pack rat, wanted to be prepared for everything. So try to meet in the middle to make sure they have everything that they essentially need on hand. Now, we want to send them off with big hugs. We want to empower our kids to be able to handle the daily things that life throws at them, because that's the point of them growing up. We want them to thrive in the life on their own without us micromanaging and handling everything for them. So truly, parents, you've got a few weeks that you can go over some of these things and practice with your kids so that, they are prepared to live independently in that space. So I want you to remember that, you know, your kids are sponges. So give them all the lessons that they can now, and it will take them through life. And remember, when it comes to life, doing it yourself doesn't mean doing it alone. You empower them now, and they will be empowered homeowners later in life. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.